Let's look now at compassionate, non-judgmental witnessing presence. In a world that's focused on self-improvement, students are constantly getting the message that they're not good enough and that they need to do more, know more, have more, and be more in order to be good enough. Giving our students the opportunity to experience themselves just as they are, with compassion and without judgment, is an incredible gift. Even if you pay no attention to consciously reducing tamas and rajas in the class, cultivating this compassionate witnessing presence would be enough to make a really big difference in someone's life. We can support this compassionate witnessing presence by encouraging students to notice, feel, welcome, and witness what's arising in each of the koshas, particularly the first two koshas, anamaya, sensation, and pranamaya, breath, without judgment. Let me lead you through a practice now that you could use with your students at the beginning or at the end of class. If you'd like to join me, perhaps you'd like to find yourself in a comfortable position, sitting or standing or lying. Your eyes can be open or closed, whatever feels best for you in this moment. And as you're resting here, you might like to take a moment to check in with your physical body, noticing any comfort or discomfort, heaviness or lightness, gently sensing any sensation that's showing up anywhere in your body in this moment. Letting go of any judgment or expectation. And bringing a gentle curiosity to any sensations that are arising. And perhaps noticing the way your breath moves your body. Not trying to change anything or make anything happen. Just gently sensing the way your body gently expands as you breathe in and gently releases or contracts as you breathe out. Just noticing, sensing. It's all welcome. And perhaps noticing any emotions or thoughts or memories or plans for the future that are present. Not trying to get rid of them or make them go away, but instead setting them free to be exactly as they are. Knowing that you can return to the sensation of your body and breath at any time you need to. And then bringing your attention back to the breath that was moving rhythmically this whole time in your body. And back to the sensation of your body sitting, standing, or lying here. And then when you feel ready, gently opening your eyes or reorienting yourself back to the lecture. So, in Mental Health Aware Yoga, our focus is always on the first two koshas, anamaya, sensation, and pranamaya, the breath. But we can also provide space for the others too, so long as it's only a gentle invitation, not a command. We don't want to deny the other koshas, but putting too much emphasis on them or guiding the students into exploring them can feel overwhelming and unsafe in a group setting or with an inexperienced guide. So I suggest focusing predominantly on anamaya and pranamaya kosha. And you can see I touched into both of those in this short practice that we did. You might notice that we didn't There wasn't a lot of space. There was a little bit of space for people to explore what I was inviting, but there wasn't a lot of space for people to get lost or caught in rumination or caught up with what was happening. My directions were around anamaya and pranamaya, the body sensation and the breath, but there was also the recognition that there might be other things going on, thoughts and memories, plans for the future, emotions. You may or may not want to include that component of it. I was offering, just to an acknowledgement that there might be other things going on without directing people into them to focus on them. Like I've said previously, one of the most profound things we can offer our students, no matter if they're predominantly sattvic, tamasic, or rajasic when they show up in our class, is space for them to be present with themselves just as they are without trying to change or fix anything. So we model this with the unconditional positive regard we hold for our students, and we can invite them to bring this quality to their relationship with their own internal experiences. Throughout your yoga class, you could invite your students to pause and sense the effects of the practice on the body, the breath, and the mind. This encourages the students to stay connected with their internal world and supports them to be aware of the effects of their yoga practice so they can continue to do the practices that support them and stop or modify the practices that don't support them. Now, one teacher I spent 3 months studying with in India, Sri Jaya, Jayakumar, he guided us to do this between each pose in the class, sometimes lying down between each pose to really notice the effects. So we'd do a posture and then we'd lie down and we'd sense the effects. And then we'd do another posture or a sequence of postures and then we'd lie down and we would experience we'd sense the effects. So here's a photo that I found of us with him back in India. So he's seated on the ground in that long sleeve beige shirt next to my husband, Stefan, in the green t-shirt, and I'm in the back row on the right. So this practice of pausing between every pose can be a really beautiful way to go inwards and to deeply sense the effects of each practice, but it doesn't have to be so prevalent in the class if it doesn't fit in with your teaching style. You could instead pause between standing postures and seated postures, for example, to check in and support students to cultivate this compassionate witnessing presence. At the end of class, you could guide your students through the koshas again while in Shavasana, encouraging a compassionate and non-judgmental stance of whatever is arising. Now, in mental health aware yoga, we're focusing on those first two koshas, the Anamaya and the Pranamaya. So this work, this witnessing presence is fundamental to eye rest yoga nidra. And the founder, Dr. Richard Miller, describes the benefits of cultivating a witnessing presence are increasing body awareness, increasing mindfulness, experiencing sensations, emotions, cognitions, and joy without reactivity or judgment, catching the emotional or cognitive valence, positive, negative, or neutral, of the experience before the story or the reaction occurs, pairing non-judgmental witnessing and welcoming with a deep physical letting go, activating the frontal neocortex, a region of the brain responsible for executive functions such as planning, goals, and action, activating the hippocampus, which is part of the brain's limbic system, which is involved in memory, emotions, and motivation, calming the amygdala, part of the brain's limbic alarm system, which is involved in emotional responses, including fear, anger, and shame, expanding the window of tolerance. So the window of tolerance is a term coined by Dr. Sam Siegel to describe the zone of arousal in which one can function effectively. This is often narrowed as a result of trauma, and this witnessing presence can support to expand that window of tolerance. Nourishing equanimity, building a holding container of vast and spacious perspective, developing an ability to sense and track subtle objects and movements of energy, increasing ability to maintain focus, concentration, and absorption, decreasing distractibility, decreasing intellectualization, increasing first-hand experience, increasing internal locus of control, which is the degree to which we believe that we have control over our life, increasing self-confidence, self-love, and self-trust, decreasing reliance on external second-hand information, increasing range of human experience, decreasing reactivity, increasing responsiveness, increasing resiliency, increasing disidentification, increasing well-being, safety, security, empowerment, authenticity, and spontaneity, increasing intuition, increasing a felt sense of our spacious, timeless, perfect wholeness and completeness, and increasing a sense of internal freedom. Not a bad list of benefits, eh? So I hope that this has inspired you to bring the quality of a compassionate, non-judgmental witnessing presence into your own life and your own practice, and to gently begin to share it with your students. Thank you so much for listening in. I'm really excited to share this concept, and I'm imagining it filtering out into the world in your life and your students' life. Thank you so much for joining me.